Timeshare Show and Being Your Destiny. There's nothing I'm more excited about than being my destiny. I've been working from my home since 2007. Actually, I've been working from my home for 2 years, but I've been working on my destiny online since 2007. So let's get that correctly. Now, we're going to talk about one of the biggest obstacles almost everyone faces in trying to move from their J-O-B, just over broke, to the life that they desire. Now, this doesn't happen instantly, I'll assure you. It doesn't happen instantly for anyone. And it's probably not happening instantly for you. But that's not a reason for you to quit or stop or forget about your destiny. You should be working on being your destiny every day of your life. Now, there's nothing more important than being your destiny. There's nothing more important than achieving the security you want, than getting out of the job you don't want to be in, than moving away from the situation that you're currently in that you don't want to be in. Except there's one thing that stands in the way of most people. All right, so we are going to deal with that directly. And I'm going to share with you exactly how I have to deal with it. All right, so first, let's get going. Let's start off. I want to share with you a recent story, recent relative to the recording of this this particular show, Being Your Destiny. I took a trip out to an event in Boise, Idaho. It was with Russell Brunson was running a workshop, and I really wanted to see what Russell Brunson could show me up front and personal. So I had that opportunity to do so. And one of the attendees that was attending the show was Joel Therrien and Mark Call. Joel Therrien is the owner of GVO, and GVO has Pure Leverage and 7-Minute Workout, two of the programs I happen to be building a downline and training people in order to be your destiny. And so here's what happened. So I get on the airplane, you know, here I'm in D.C. I get on the airplane at Washington National at like, you know, some odd, it was the red eye flight on Sunday morning. It was like 6:30 in the morning or something like that. Now, this is the first flight out of the airport. Can you imagine? The crew shows up late. Or maybe you can't imagine. So even though that plane is sitting right there at the you know, the little loading point or whatever you call it. We don't use those in the Navy, so I don't exactly know what the commercial airlines call those things. The crew shows up late. So, of course, that means we get on board the aircraft late. And, of course, that means that we depart late. Because we pulled out of the, the gate late, we had to wait for other airplanes, so it just kept getting later and later. And I have to make a connecting flight in Phoenix. Imagine that. You know, that's the standard. You get somewhere. I mean, who flies direct to Boise? Anybody? Not that there's anything against Boise. Boise is a beautiful place, but there just aren't many, straight shots to Boise. If you live in Phoenix, there's a straight shot to Boise. But anyhow, so I get to Phoenix, and you know, barely on time to catch this connecting flight, which should have had like an hour delay overlay or something like that, but instead I had moments overlay. I get on that plane, I go and sit down in my seat, and as I'm sitting down, I've turned around now facing forward, and I see Joel Therrien come on the airplane, right? He gets on the plane, he's sitting like 10 rows in front of me. I'm thinking, cool, you know, we're still on the ground, and I'm thinking, cool, I can go meet Joel on the airplane. What a great thing. I want to, I should know him. I want to know him. And so here's my chance to get to know him where nobody else is around but me. Good idea. So, sounds simple so far, right? Except for there's one thing. There's one thing I haven't shared with you probably. I've lived all my life with anxiety that at levels that most people can't imagine. it's you know, everybody has anxieties when they when they're doing new things and doing events, but that's not the kind of anxiety I'm talking about. Throughout my entire life, and it affected me immensely throughout my career, my anxiety level doesn't just affect me in doing something new. It affects me on everything I do, and it is such a level, you won't believe this, but it's 100% true. Throughout my entire career, I had to actually plan my missions. I had to start planning my missions 2 hours earlier than everybody else. I mean, it made me a huge success, but the reason was I built up such anxieties for wanting to succeed and the fear of not succeeding, and this anxiety level inside of me was so high, it would cause diarrhea, okay? That's how severe. And on things that I knew very well how to do, and I've been doing them all of my life. That's how anxiety affects me. So if you think when I start recording this, you know, these events that I don't have that anxiety, you're wrong. And guess what? When I have to do this live in front of somebody, you can imagine where I am before I even show up for the event. That's the way it was. So those anxieties were taking hold of me on that airplane, because I had to wait, right? We got it out in the ramp. He's up there. So in between pulling out of the gate and getting into the air where I could then get up and go meet him, my brain starts going, well, you don't need to do this. This isn't good. You know, he don't want to know you. You know, all these kind of really stupid negative things that I'm just creating it in my brain. I mean, Joel wasn't sitting up there saying that. He didn't even know I was on the plane. So how can I be creating that inside my brain? It's totally irrational, right? Absolutely, 100% totally irrational. It's a massive amount of fear generating inside of my body. And it's just, it's stupid, but it's real. So it's the fact that it's stupid doesn't change anything. It's real. So now, you know, we get out there, we finally get into the air. And my brain has pretty much told me that I can't do what I want to do. It's overpowered me. I can't do a simple thing and go up and talk to Joel. So, but I considered this a success point for me, okay? So this was because it was part of my destiny. Knowing Joel was part of my business, and my business is part of being my destiny. So in my brain, this is also being my destiny. So I had to find a way to change my brain. And of course, I've become an expert at this, and over the years, I know I have to go through this process. So yeah, I have a little advantage there. I know I have to do this process, but here's what I did. So the airplane gets in the air, it gets up to the altitude where the seatbelt sign comes off, and what do? Do I go forward? No. I get up, and the flight attendants are in the back, you know, getting a little push cart full of the lousy coffee and the one cup of free drink that they're going to give you, and they're like it's some great deal for us. And I go back there, and I ask them, I said, hey, is it okay if I go up forward to see a colleague of mine? So they say, well, of course. So now you're thinking, well, why the hell would you do that? Well, I just created a situation where somebody else expects me to do something, to achieve something. No matter how small it is, I am now expected to do something. And they probably thought I was kooky enough just to walk back there to ask him permission to talk to somebody. And now they gave me permission, so now they expect to see me go forward and do this. So I have no choice now. I've created a situation in my mind where I have no other option other than to do what I want to do in order to to make Joel part of being my destiny. So I go up and... So I then go up and I talk to Joel, and of course he's as friendly as can be, and eliminate all these things. I'm blabbering like a nervous idiot, but that's just the way it goes, and I can deal with that because I now did what I wanted to do. So So what is that one thing that's blocking all of you? What does this have to do with that? Well, it has everything to do with it. You see, one major thing that everybody deals with is the fear of taking on and being your destiny, being your new destiny, being and living the life you want, giving yourself permission to actually do what you want to do. You're likely getting all kinds of input from your current set of peers and friends and even family telling you that you are out of your mind, that this is crazy, this isn't going to work, and of course, that's irrational. And why is it irrational? Well, number one, the people around you don't have the same destiny as you. Matter of fact, 99% of them will not have the same destiny of you as you to move ahead and make a life of your own, to be in control of your life, to get rid of your job, to be responsible for yourself and your outcome and your family, to create security for yourself it's not that they're unable to, but they don't believe that it's possible. But it's totally irrational. It's like my anxieties. They're based on total irrational. It's stuff I created in my mind that doesn't really exist. I do this at a level that probably goes way beyond what you do. But nonetheless, at the higher level of just getting on the path for being your destiny, nobody believes you can do this but you. And they tell you that. It's very, very negative input. And of course, do you want to go against what everybody's telling you, even though it's irrational? Now, why is it irrational? Well, that's simple. If you look online, you could see 100% legitimate stories of many, many people being successful in creating their own business and selling products and services of high value to people everywhere online. Now, if the only places you go is to the be a scam website, then you won't see any of those stories, okay? Because those are the people that are telling you not to do this because you can't possibly do this. So they create in their mind their rationality for justifying not doing it is calling everything a scam. So they're going to set you up that you are just going to jump in from scam to scam and so forth. Now, why is that thinking irrational, okay? Let's step back into your job, right? Most people, maybe you too, when you come into your job, even if it's if it's a small business, it's probably even more so than the large corporation. But let's just use a large corporation, right? A large corporation has many tiers of promotion, many, many tiers of promotion. The Navy is the same way, many tiers of promotion. How many people actually become the commanding officer of a squadron? Well, I'll tell you, it's about 2-5% of all the people that ever come in to the officer corps of the service, okay? So, well, let's tie this together. How many people actually succeed at creating their own successful business online? Well, guess what? It's around 2%. The chances of success are exactly the same. Exactly the same. Now, take a look at the big corporation, we started on, but I jumped off of. But the big corporation, you come in at your entry level position, whatever that might be. You get your little cubicle in the big soup bowl of everybody else in their little cubicle. And what are the chances that you even move up to the next position? All right. Then think about it. You know, there's lots of positions between your entry level position, the first management position of that office, the next management position of a bunch of managers, the next management position of probably some sub vice president, the next management position of some corporate overseer, not just a regional or local vice president, but maybe a wider area vice president, and the next level, which is probably maybe a national vice president, and the next level. Okay, you get in the picture here? How many people actually move to those positions? Now, if you're a real go-getter, you may actually be promoting to those, but just look around you, okay? Don't look at it from the perspective of what you're doing if you're one of the ones succeeding at this. Look at it the perspective of all the people around you. How many of these people actually get to those positions, right? We're talking about, you know, you wanting to be the CEO of your own company. Well, what are the chances of you being the CEO of that corporate business, even if it's just a medium-sized one, right? What are the chances? Well, I'm venturing that it's actually less than the 2%. Your chances of getting there are absolutely horrendous, okay? So that's why it's totally irrational for people to tell you that you can't do online, that you're taking a huge risk that makes absolutely no sense. Well, they're absolutely wrong. Because if you're expecting to promote, and that's what you're trying to do, when you're being your destiny, you're trying to promote your own place in life where you can provide more service and more value to more people at a greater field than you ever did before. Think about it. If you're one of the ones in the cubicle, how many people are you actually affecting directly each day, really? Do you think when you sign a piece of paper that affects thousands of people outside of your business? Do you really believe that? I can tell you that's not true. Most of that is just to move the piece of paper through your organization. I was in the Navy. I know about moving paper. And most of it, way too much of what you're doing is not affecting anybody. Now, the most valuable things, the things you want to think you're doing the most of, if you're truly an entrepreneur spirit and you truly want to build so you provide value to people, is that you hope that you're providing values to other, maybe within your organization and even outside, because a business in the private sector only exists if it's providing real services and real products and value to other people and businesses. And if it's not, then it doesn't have any purpose. So how many of those customers are you actually providing the value to in your position? I suspect if you're not at the very top, you're not a salesperson or a support person, then you are not directly affecting hardly any of them, okay? And that's probably not where you want to be. Plus, your income is limited, all right? You have no control over when you get your next pay raise. You have no control over whether or not you get promoted. I mean, you have some control. You have to perform, right? But that doesn't guarantee you anything. It guarantees you nothing. Still, somebody else decides if you're moving ahead. You cannot make more money than your boss. Do you realize if you go online, like that's one of the reasons I use an affiliate marketing product like 7-Minute Workout and Pure Leverage. Those two together are massively valuable to people. And if people are in my downline, they can actually make more money than me, and they don't need my permission. There is nothing getting in their way of out-marketing me and producing more than me and getting a higher income than me just because they're not in the downline above me, okay? So that doesn't happen in the corporate life. You have to deal with everybody else's crap, okay? And you have to deal with finding ways to get everybody else to approve of you. And so it makes it all totally irrational that the people around you would be telling you that going and being your destiny online doesn't make any sense. When in fact, it makes way more sense than staying in the corporate job or the small business job or wherever you may be stuck now. And you may actually hate being there. I don't know. Or maybe you don't really hate it, but you know you can't advance to where you want to be. You're not in control of what happens. So you want to move ahead. But what stops you? Well, this fear is created by all of this input coming in telling you that you're crazy. And of course, you have to consider it. And why do you have to consider it? Well, because these people are your friends, your peers, and the people that give you advice day in and day out doing what you're doing. So it only seems rational to you that what they're saying must make sense. And you ignore the facts that There are tons of people out there, the ones that become truly committed to being their destiny, go on and do become their destiny because they want it and they just do it and they stop listening to the other 98%. Remember, only a small number of people ever move on to the highest points of opportunity in their life because they let fear get in the way. They create roadblocks from bad input. If only 2% of the people are moving ahead, or 5%, or whatever it may be, to that top opportunity level, then who should you be listening to if you want to get there, right? To eliminate that fear, you have to start listening to the people that are at that top point. They're the ones that are not going to tell you to stop. They're going to tell you to go, 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 no matter what. It's your destiny. Be your destiny. Live your destiny. Make it happen. Just do it. Want it. Do it. Make it. It's yours. Stop listening to the people around you. You must create a path. That's back to the airplane. What did I do? I created a path to success in that little event, okay? That's what I was doing. I was making a path to give myself permission to go forward to talk to Joel Therrien, the owner of GVO. And though that was a tiny little success, it was very important, and I had to create a path to make it happen. And that sort of pathway is what makes everything successful for the most successful people in life. And of course, it's what made me successful in the Navy. And it's what I finally adapted and realized as I moved online into the private sector world, that I had to create those same paths in order to give myself permission to succeed and be on my own, to give myself permission to do this podcast for you, to give myself permission to take on these valuable tools like 7-Minute Workout and Pure Leverage so I could provide them to you and help you make the income as well. So if you are in a situation where the only thing stopping you is lots and lots of time not available yet, then join the 7-Minute Workout team with me. Go to WayneShara.com, and click on the page, on the tab that says, I forgot what it says. It says for you to stop being afraid. That's what it says. I can't get to it. I think it says 14K per month, make 14K per month. There's a tab right underneath the header that says that. Go there and look over that information and join me. I want you on the team. I don't want you having any excuses. If you are ready to set a path, I will create that path for you simply by joining the 7-Minute Workout team. Everything will be done for you to get you profitable, and then we just work to expand you, okay? And I'll show you how to expand yourself. I'll give you everything you need to make that happen, all right? So eliminate the fear. That's what it's all about. Stop the fear. Stop the fear. Don't let other people's irrational inputs be part of your fear. Create that path to success. Follow that path and get input from the people living that path, not from the people who don't want to be on that path. Okay? That's it for this show. I thank you for being here. I'm Wayne Scherer. This is the Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'll see you on the next one.